Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
And realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Do you like this one or this one better? It's kind of like a child, right?
Like when you're getting your eyes checked, right? Is this better or that better, right?
Exactly.
Binary.
Do you want broccoli or carrots? You don't say, do you want, and they say, ice cream. Right? So two things at a time, this one or this one. Take the better one, then compare it to another, one at a time. So much easier. Now, if you can't get past that one, Barry Schwartz, who's the author of TV Paradox, The Paradox of Choices, had three other strategies, which is you set a time limit, right? So if all else fails, like at some point you're doing your research, set your time limit because you could go on forever and ever.
Yeah.
You ever know somebody who researches forever?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you've got enough. Pick a decision. Because
when you actually get to make a decision, then they want a crawfish on you a day or a week later. See, I'm going through this right now. My wife and I are building a house. God bless. God help us. We started before the coronavirus, so we didn't have a choice. We had to finish it. But you know, of course, you know how many decisions there are when you're building a house. And so my wife, bless her heart, my wife is awesome. Devonna is awesome. You've met her. But sometimes, you know, she wants to crawfish on me. I say, honey, we got to move on. We can't go back and cluck over that one again. We got to make another one right now.
Well, and the other thing happens is when you get that close, they're all essentially the same, right?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
when you're down to, like, your tight options, just pick one. Weigh your pros and cons. If they're that close, then it really is not going to be that different.
Well, it's like the eye test thing. Remember when the optometrist flips the thing over,
right.
And you say, well, I really, you know, it's either one, A or B. You know, it could be either one. I'm happy with both.
Yes. Exactly. And then there's the whole concept of perfectionists have the hardest time making
it.
And those are the ones that are constantly searching. Now, there was another, element of this, which is aim for satisfaction versus perfection. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Does it meet the criteria? Does it do what you need it to do? Then you move ahead. Now, to me, that works for almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things, when it's off, right? So you want to hold on to it a little bit. If it's like, we did that. When we were doing our kitchen, our backsplash. Like, I just didn't want subway tile, so we found something that was a little bit unique. Like, we held on to that a little bit. But in general, for the vast majority of decisions, go for what does it meet your criteria? If you're so deeply on the nuances, then they're basically interchangeable.
But you're right about that on the. And I find that myself, and in looking for. You know, for utilitarian things, even, you know, just like a clamp or whatever, you know, something pretty mundane. You've got all these choices and but you have to come up with a process. And I encourage people to find Marjorie's article. It's awesome. Marjorie Abrams, how I can't decide. Here's how is the title of it. And it's in the editor's notes of the current Bottom Line Personal. Sarah, I want to quickly make one little quick point. You guys reported that some dealers are refusing to take back leased cars. Your lease is up, and
so
they won't take the. How does that work?
They apparently buried in the lease contract may be rules that say that they're not necessarily obligated to take your lease back, which is just insane.
Makes
but
no
this
sense.
Is something that right now because of the virus,
yeah.
The dealerships are overrun with cars.
Right.
So they have no room to take your car.
And they want you to take a new lease, which, and the, of course, the property, you can toss them the keys, but it might hurt your credit rating. So be careful. If you've got a leased car, check out the terms and maybe call ahead. Quick break, right back with Sarah Heiner, President and CEO of Bottom Line Personal.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.